now here to tell us what it says in Thursday's papers is Fiona Kelly.
An air of incredulity. That's the headline in today's Irish News, which in common with the Belfast Telegraph and Irish Daily Mirror, leads with the appearance of Jeffrey Donaldson in court yesterday, charged with rape and other sexual offences on dates spanning more than two decades. The former DUP leader is also pictured on the front of most of today's other papers outside Newry Courthouse, where himself and his wife, Eleanor Donaldson, who faces four charges related to the same investigation, were both heckled by waiting crowds. Brit's lead story, The Irish Times, reports that former soldiers of the elite Army Ranger Wing have resumed military training operations in Libya in apparent breach of international sanctions, despite a warning from the Irish government and an ongoing Garda investigation examining whether any criminal offences have been committed. The Irish Daily Mail has a lead story about a memo circulated amongst ministers by Finance Minister Michael McGrath and Public Expenditure Minister Pascal Donoghue calling on them to rein in spending. The Irish Examiner leads with a story about the increase in road fatalities following the death of four more people on our roads in the last 4 days. The impact with which the HSE embargo on recruiting dentists is having on young children who are missing out on school dental checks generates a lead story in the Irish Independent. And the Irish Sun runs with the lead story about how Education Minister Norma Foley has backed a call from Stardust survivor Antoinette Keegan for details of the fire and how families of victims were failed by the state to be taught on the school curriculum. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports that recent storms have damaged the nets over the prison yards in Mountjoy, Wheatfield and Cloverhill prisons, allowing contraband to be dropped into their yards unrestricted. Elsewhere this morning, most of today's papers give coverage to the court case being taken by Irish Times journalist Kitty Holland, alleging that words spoken by John Waters concerning the death of Savita Halappanavar in a Galway hospital defamed her because they wrongly suggested that Miss Holland was a liar. Mr. Waters is denying all charges being levelled against him. The Examiner has details of a 9-month jail sentence which was handed down to a 60-year-old woman in Cork Circuit Criminal Court yesterday for presenting herself as her recently deceased 77-year-old cousin at the dead woman's credit union, where she withdrew just under €22,000. After withdrawing the money, the woman took off the mask and scarf she'd worn during the transaction at the credit union and went to lodge the money into her own AIB bank account in Fermoy. Because the cheque was in the name of the deceased, the woman had to go back to the credit union and ask them to make it out in her own name, which she claimed she was doing so that she could gift the money to a niece. All her activities alerted suspicion, however, and the woman was arrested later that day. And finally, the release of Taylor Swift's new album has given rise to speculation that a bar in Cork City, which is a favourite haunt of fans of heavy metal and rock, may be in line for visits from fans of the American pop star. The manager of the Black Dog Bar on North Main Street, which is named after a Led Zeppelin song, has been inundated with messages from people who are convinced that a line in a song on the new Taylor Swift album, which refers to a man from her past walking into a bar called the Black Dog, is referring to his bar. It had been thought that a bar in South London of the same name was the one she was referring to, but because it's been reported that one of Swift's ex-boyfriends, Matty Healy of the band 1975, was once spotted in the Leaside bar, the attention has now switched to Cork. Bar manager Conor Lyons tells Dara Nolan in The Independent that he thinks it's all a bit bananas, and he also warns any Taylor Swift fans who plan on paying a visit to Cork that they better like a bit of rock music, since that's all they'll hear in his bar.
She might clarify it all when she plays in Dublin a bit later on this year. It's 11 minutes past 8, Fiona. Thank you.